The word of Jesus is the seed of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 13 verse 1-9. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship, and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And Jesus spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some seed fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other seed fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. The four types of ground that receives the seed. Matthew chapter 13 verses 18 to 19. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then comes the wicked one, to catch away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Matthew chapter 13 verses 20 to 21. And he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and immediately with joy receive it. Yet he has no root in himself, but he endures for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Matthew chapter 13 verse 22. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that hears the word. But the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Matthew chapter 13 verse 23. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. The potential of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 13 verse 31-32. Another parable put Jesus forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof.